Good morning, everyone. First of all, by the grace of God, I've been here. This is my third year. Knowing has a good chance to turn back during these 3 years. Actually, we planned 2 times, but both of them are failed. The first one was canceled by my family, and the second plan was canceled by myself, because of I know the situation of our family and how much they spend money for the treatment of my father, and I canceled that. I will suffer again. It's not easy to stay distant from the family in foreign country. Everyone experience, I think that. Okay, I have a privilege to learn many things in APNTS. I'm from you, not only in the class, but also outside the class, from every culture, every nations. Not only the theology, but also the culture and other people. This is, I think, a good chance to stay in APNTS. I choose a topic about call to ministry. I think this is not only for the audience, but also for me. I need again. I need to commit again. After 3 years, when I think that myself, I don't really need to go back in my personal choice to ministry. That's why I think that I need to commit again. Okay, here we go. We see that Jesus commanded to his disciple for his last word to go and make disciple to all the nation. We familiar with verse already. I think witnessing is one of the most important for our Christian life. Most of us are from some other dominion by other religion. It's not easy to reach out them. Sometimes we have no chance to preach the gospel, but we can show them. We can witness Jesus to them. I think witnessing is very important, and witnessing is required for every believers, not only for pastor, not only for some leaders. It is for all believers. But there is a very bad things I will tell you. I met in 2015 one of Burmese converted and became evangelist among the unbelievers. And we discuss a lot, and I discover from him that, and I ask him, how many new believers, how many people are convert from through your ministry? And he said, more than 200. And I ask him, how many among 200 converted, how many people are still faithful in following Jesus? And he said, he account 1, 2, 3, 4. I think 5 or 6. How about the other? He said, they turn back. Do you ever imagine what going wrong? And he said, I never thought I'm serving under the Christian organization. They just want me to share the gospel and to baptize them and to give the report. This is, I think, one of the problem in among the Christian, just doing the ministry, not making disciple, and not focusing to make mature Christian. So over 195% are turned back because they just asked him to report. Oh, in these 3 months, you don't have any reports, baptism list, something like that. That's why they just try to make some events. I think this is very bad situation, and we've been facing in many places. But Jesus told his disciples to make disciples and to preach the good news to the until the end. I think this is very important. God calls some people to a specific place. I believe that we are here for the reason God calls and God sent us to APNTS for the reason, because the church need, the ministry need some people who serve full time. Witnessing is for all believers, but some, the church and the ministry need some people who will be work as a full time. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, we see that some people are called to be apostles, some people are called to be teachers, pastors, prophets, and And I think we are one of, we have to walk one of these paths, I think, as we are seminary students. Every believers do not have a chance to study theology, but we have. That's why I think most of us already got our calling, including me. But some are, I think, some are still praying to know their calling. I think God has a plan for us. God has sent us to APNTS for the reason, maybe pastor, evangelist, teachers, and some kinds of ministry as a full time. I will share you my brief testimony. I was born and grew up in a Christian family, a very committed Christian family. And I am a good boy. I'm a good boy. And my grandparents introduced Jesus and about all the history of the Bible in my childhood. I know very well the Bible story from my childhood. I believe Jesus. I think it is enough, or I don't know if this is enough or not. But in my teenager, I attend one time to youth ministry in Salvation Army. The reason was I have a friend who had a bad attitude and a bad character, and his parents want him to be there. But he didn't want, and he need a friend, and his parents, and my parents are closely friends, family friends. Yeah, they request me to be with him, just to be with him. They thought that my parents also thought that I don't need, but I need, and my life was changed, and I decided to serve the Lord, my entire life in this time, I think 1998, oh, so long. And this is my, in this time I was a high school student, only high school student. After that I studied theology, BTH. But when I was in Bible college, I changed my mind. oh no, I can serve in another way. And when I look back my family, I thought that my family need me to earn money to support my brothers and my sister for their study. In that time, they were also students. And I decided to go to UAE. When I was final year, I studied in SCNBCM, Southeast Asian Nazarene Bible College, Myanmar. And in my final year, 2005, was many long years ago, right? the church leaders, the district leaders, called me to his office and discussed. He told me the church need a new pastor, and they deserve me to be a new pastor. And that time I have all documents and money to process to go to UAE. All the money were in my hand. All the documents were in my hand. I already decided to go there. But my grandparents been praying for me to be a pastor within four years while I study in BTH. I think God answered their prayer, and I asked some of my teachers and some of my spiritual mentors, and they said, it should be a God calling, pray hard. And I pray, sometimes I fasting prayer and whole night prayer, and finally I decided to be pastor. But I said, okay, but I will be assistant pastor. I don't put some place because I'm still so young and I have no experience. And they said yes. And after this, when there was district assembly, they confirmed to be a Nazarene pastor, and they interviewed me. After that, I became pastor, assistant pastor, at the age of 22. I think the youngest student among us is 22. I was a pastor when I was 22 years old. I'm so young. I thought that I'm still young, like a boy. I'm so active, and that time I'm so active playing and doing and singing and everything, saying, joking, something. I thought that I'm not qualified. And when I look back myself, I didn't see anything in myself. I see that I was nothing. I have nothing. I have nothing to do. But the calling is so clear. As we read the scripture, I will be with you. And I decided if God is with me, everything will be okay. And I became a pastor. This is my calling. And I also challenge, I want to challenge you, some of our friends who are not yet involved in the ministry. You will be thinking that you are nothing. It is right, we are nothing. We can do nothing without Him. But our God can do everything, as Dr. Baer said. He can use even the small things for his glory. He can multiply the things that we have as small things. He can use everything. He can use everybody, as long as we commit our life. Even me, He can use even me. I think I still have time. One of my problem was Our people are community-oriented people. We are so close as a community. We have so many activity in the church, youth activity, women activity, children activity, adult, and everything. We are so community-oriented people. So as a pastor, we have to involve in so many activity. And in the same way, we are dominion by Buddhists. That's why, unlike Philippines, in our place, our people expect kindly on the pastors. So it was also very difficult as a young man to be a respected one. Whenever we visit to the house, oh, pastor, here, pastor. It's very hard for young men, especially Buddhist converted family. Whenever we enter their house, they gave us the chair to pastor. All the family members were sit down on the floor, including the house father. They sit down, all, including the old man, they sit down before us and they just listen whatever we said. It was so difficult as a young man to be a respected one. I'm so active person, I'm so love, joking. It was so difficult to be like a priest and monks, but I did it. Because of God's grace. But this is the second point. We learn a pastoral pastoral theology. Sorry, Dr. Clark. Pastoral Yeah, pastoral. Let me say pastoral class. No. Leading the local church. Sorry. Leading the local church. Dr. Clark said, every ministry is not easy. Ministry is not easy. It's always difficulty and challenge. It's not easy. When we read the scripture passage, it looks like very everything will be okay. Oh, all authority are given to me. Just go and preach and baptize them, make them disciple. It sounds like very easy, but in practical, not easy. Is God is really with me? Sometimes I thought that is God is really with me. Where is God right now? It's not easy, but He is with us. Sometimes he is silent in the ministry. He's with us. Sometimes He is silent. Sometimes I feel that like this. I don't know. Do you agree or me or not? I feel that sometimes He wants me to become stronger. And that's why He wants to face me without Him. And He wants to experience me some difficulty and challenge so that I will become stronger. I will become a stronger person. I think we've been facing like this. Sometimes we don't understand the situation, what happened. If all the ministry is under the plans of God, what going on, what happens in right now. Sometimes we don't understand the situation, but God is still with us. He is faithful. Pastor Oga said, I still remember last year, we are just like microphone. What we need to do is to listen to God and to be ready to be used for God. He said, we are just microphone. if we put my microphone somewhere, it's nothing, but it's somebody, when somebody use to speak, it's become meaningful. Like this, we are nothing. God is with us, because it is not from me. God Himself said, Jesus Himself said, I will be with you until the end of the age. I will be with you. If God is not with us, the ministry is impossible. But the problem is English. Oh, by the way, I am poor in English because English is not my first language, not my second language, even not my third language. For us, for me, English is a foreign language. Of course, we learn English from elementary, but we don't speak. We learn English from the teacher who cannot speak. We learn English from the teacher who don't really understand English based on the textbook. That's why we are very poor in English. That's why understand based. Sometimes I use past tense and present tense mix. And just I realized that recently, I use wrong, but I already speak out. And it's understandable, and people understand, already understand, and already respond. Oh, I use wrong again. I will be wrong always. It's okay, because it is a foreign language. We see in Old Testament, God sent Moses to, let me say, Mission Impossible. I think there was a very famous movie, Mission Impossible. God really sent Moses for the Mission Impossible. But the mission was success. The mission was success. We know that the history. Because God said, I will be with you. I will be with you. This is the sign. He even gave him the sign. This is the sign that I will be with you. Don't be afraid. I am the one who will lead. I am the one who will walk. You are only instrument. We know that Moses was only instrument. Everything are the plan of God. Everything are the work of God. Everything was, again, everything was the work of God. But there was victory. Dr. Clark said in the class, when we walk with God, it's always end with victory. It's always end with victory when we walk with God. That's why I want to challenge you. I want to encourage you. Don't be afraid. We are nothing, we know. When we look ourselves, we are nothing. You are human. But God promised to us, I will be with you until the end of the earth. This is the last slide. God is faithful to keep His promise. Some people are not being faithful. Be careful in your relationship. Some people say that fall in love is very easy, but the difficulty is stay in love. Stay in love. Fall in love is very easy. Marriage, 1 year, 2 years is very easy. Everything are funny, everything are okay. But after 10 years, it's not more easy sometimes, but only sometimes. God is faithful. Even though we are not faithful, God is faithful. He knows He know His promise. He keep His promise. He will be with us. He is the one who will walk, as Dr. Baer said. He is the one who will walk. He is the one who will do great things. But our responsibility is to commit ourselves to be a useful instrument. Just commit ourselves and to listen His voice and to follow His instruction. It is easy to after becoming experiencing past. After experiencing 10 years ministry, it is easy to depend on our experience. Oh, this thing, okay, next time, my preaching will be, okay. Meeting, everything's are become normal. I think it is also danger for us. Everything become normal. But we have to depend on Him. Every moment, every hours, in every activities. For my conclusion, God calls every believers to be witness, to be His witness. And also in our denomination, Nazarene Church, we focus making Christ-like disciple, I think this is still important for our church member. Some people are normal Christians. Some people are Sunday Christian. Some people are traditional Christian. But God called us to make disciples, not to make just a Christian. To make disciples. Only disciple can make disciples. We have to be a disciple of Christ. We have to be a follower of Christ. And when we enter the ministry, there is always challenge. There is always challenge. There is always difficulty. But in the difficulty, in the challenge, in the problem, we always see the faithfulness of God. The more we see the faithfulness of God, the more we become strong. The more we become strong in faith, the more we see His faithfulness. God bless you all.